Hello，Hello，
Hello，
Hello，Alice，Hello，you okay？
yeah, received a call from this number earlier on.
Oh, perfect. Sorry to say, my name's Michael. I'm from MMA Legal. I'll take your details in just one second. I'm just on a client's file. I'll just
No, no worries. No worries. I was working, so I'll just get back to you.
No problem. Thank you very much for calling me back. Give me 2 secs. Yeah, I was right in the middle of a client's file there. Sorry.
Well, you can give me a phone back if you want. I'm
No,
home now
no.
anyway.
Literally takes me 30 seconds just to come off this client.
Right, no worries.
And I'll take your details, please, sir, if that's okay.
Yep, there's Lewis Duncan.
There you are, Mr. Duncan. Perfect. Yeah, caught you 6 hours ago tonight.
Yeah.
Are you okay to have a chat with me now, Lewis, about your day?
Yeah, I'm home now anyway. I work outside in that piss wet weather all day, so the phone's left
Yeah,
in
it's just
the
gone really bad here. I don't know what happened there.
van.
It was
All
like
right.
semi-sunny before, and the next thing it's like in the middle of a hurricane.
Ah, yesterday was a cracking day, so I thought today would be the same, but no, I woke up, got soaked at 6 o'clock this morning until I
Oh,
finished at 3, so.
yeah. Jeez, what do you do, Lewis?
Three surgeons.
Tree surgeon?
Yep.
Oh, nice. So you're not only just getting it on the ground, you get whacked up in the trees as well.
Yep, I'm soaked to the fucking because the water was in front of the trees, so you end up
Yeah,
soaked because it goes down your arms and your elbows and your jacket, so you end up
I can
fucked for the
imagine,
day,
yeah.
like, so.
Yeah.
But hi, so.
So my first job on a building site, sorry for digressing, was have you ever seen a swan neck that comes off the gutter into your down pipes?
Yep.
Yeah, so my first job for a roofing company was going around fitting 12 swan necks off a ladder onto a down pipe. And as soon as they got the ladder up, the rain just bounced down all day. So
Yep.
as you can imagine, when I'm trying to put the swan neck up, the water's just hammering through. I was
Hi,
only
well, be, eh?
I was only 16, and I was just
Aye.
absolutely drowned. So
Aye.
sorry for digressing. Just to let you know, Lewis, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring
Yep.
purposes. My role, Lewis, is not so much to go over your timing care, because
Yep.
you've already done that with our customer care team. My role is more to understand you and how the trauma that you faced in care, how that's had an effect on you in your adult life.
Right, okay.
Whether that be for the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD,
Yeah.
any sort of alcohol or drug issues you've had, Lewis.
Yeah, well,
What
I've
I'll do
got
is,
the majority of what you just said, so.
yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll write to your GP, NHS trusts, rehabilitation centres, whatever it takes. I've had
Well,
a,
I've been to them all, so you should be okay.
yeah, okay. Well,
They wouldn't give me a lot of the help though because I was a high functioning, so and I could work. So
yeah.
I mean, I had to do it all myself at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, we'll gather that evidence for you, and what we'll do is we'll present that to the Scottish Government
Yep.
as a picture, if you like, of what happened to you in care has haunted you and followed you into your
Yep.
adult life, and hopefully they have to take that into consideration and when they're awarding you some recognition and compensation,
Yes.
Lewis. Okay, so let's go through it. Let's unpick it a little bit. Have you suffered or do you suffer with depression or anxiety?
Yeah, depression. I was anxiety from 2000 when I left Kibble to 2005. It was really before I went into like supermarkets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get out the car, I wouldn't go into the shops, I just locked myself away to everybody.
Did you speak to your doctor about all that?
Not back then. I didn't back then I didn't drink alcohol, fucking hardly took any sort of recreationals. But as time went on and I got into my early 20s, that's when it started to start affecting me.
Okay. And did you speak to your doctor in your 20s?
I spoke to my doctor a few times about several different things to do with, multiple things to do with kind of being in care, what it's done to me. Because I try to take my life and stuff like that as well. So
yeah, some of the questions I have to ask. As with this doctor in his 20s, client tried to take his own life. How did that transpire?
It kind of carried on until 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And that's when it really kind of, my marriage dissolved and all that through it and stuff. So, you know, I mean, it kind of messed with my life. Pumped me to the brink and basically just lost the plot. So it's only what I can use for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't even know what I was doing half the time.
Yeah. And he hit the drink.
Yeah, and overdosed and fucking drugs as well, so. And on my, my medication, my depressants.
Did you end up in hospital for that?
Yeah, I've been in two or three times, so the same thing.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your GP, Lewis, with obviously your blessing.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'll take the hospital details as well of the, the suicide, the overdoses.
Yeah.
I'll write to them. I'll gather that evidence as well. And then obviously we can add all that to your claim. So can I take GP's details, please, Lewis?
That is a very good question. My partner deals with this.
Just need the practice details, to be honest.
Belgrace Medical Practice. Belgrace or Bill... where's our letter? That's what I'm looking for, right? Bugger sends them by email to, so I'm finding one will be a bit hard, I think. Right. Let me think about this. Aha. I know. Description box. Galbraith. Gillbrae.
I got the G bit.
Gill.
Gill.
Brae. Brae.
A-E. Gilbrae.
Yeah, Gilbrae Medical Practice. That's Gilbrae Road, Dumfries.
Dumfries, okay. Sorry, Dumfries, perfect. That's a medical. And how long have you been with that GP for?
Oh, I'll be just around about 4 years.
Okay.
So and my previous GP I was with most of my life.
Yeah, it's okay. I think these new ones will have all of your details. Can I take the hospital details?
I'll be doing three Royal Infirmary.
Just trying and see if I've already got that on my...
All my records will be Cross House, which is Ayrshire.
Okay.
Because I've been to Ayrshire, so you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. When was the last time you were in Dumfries Royal Infirmary for the overdose specifically?
It wasn't for an overdose. It was two Christmases ago, Christmas Day. Took a kind of breakdown, shall we say.
Okay.
She ended up being seen by the psychological team there.
Okay.
Basically just told me something that sent me out the door.
Okay.
Goes on inside this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if someone's trying to speak to me, you wouldn't know. So, you know what I mean? But there's been incidents of self-harm where I've slashed my arms up. And
yeah.
The overdoses.
Okay, sir.
Okay, so I'll request all of your information from that NHS trust.
Yep.
I'll also be writing to the social services of your care setting.
Yep.
Do you want me to send you that information that I get from them? Do you want me to share it with you? Or
yeah, not? If you could sling me over in an email, that'd be lovely.
Okay.
That's why I do have a folder somewhere. I'm going to say a folder. My whole life is in this folder, but I can't find it because I've been looking for it up since last week.
Okay.
So I've contacted my carer to see if they've got it out there. But...
Okay. So what I'll do, Lewis, is once I get the information back from your time in care, I'll share that with you. So we'll go through that together, me and you. So that's not going to be an easy call, that one, buddy. So.
It's kind of all right. It's more what I've seen than Ken. I shouldn't have been there. That's the bottom line. I was too young to be in the place I was in. I was in there because I was out of parental control. I wasn't stealing. I wasn't stabbing grannies, robbing shops, or anything like that. I was just a mixed up wee, and I was lucky that I was the first under 15 to be put in there. So everybody kind of took a shine to me because I was the youngest.
Yeah.
So I kind of got looked after in that way, but the stuff I've seen that happened to everybody else and stuff, if you know what I mean, is that really twisted between.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But, I know, that's fine. If you send me that there when you get it, that'd be ideal.
Okay, so we'll go through it together. We'll make sure that you're happy. We haven't missed anything else on any of your statements. We'll obviously add your medical records to your case.
Yeah.
As proof of, you know, obviously what's happened to you in your adult life. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team.
Right.
Once we've done that, we then wait what's called a panel date, Lewis.
Yep.
That's where a panel of individuals will judge our case.
Yep.
It's behind closed doors, so we don't have to attend or anything like that. So we await for that, and then hopefully from the panel date we'll get you the obviously recognition that you deserve, and hopefully some financial compensation, sir.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Do you have any questions for me, Lewis, on that process?
No, I've done a fair bit of reading into it. The only reason why I kind of applied for it is because one of the boys that I know in my town, he's applied for it and got it. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, he's a couple of years older than me, but at the end of the day, it's before 2004, so...
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I thought, I'll just give it a try and see, because I'll go some way to help out with what I do, you know what I mean?
Yes. So what, just obviously due to the sentences of nature of these cases, Lewis, I just have to go back a step with you, just to make sure you fully understand our fees, fully understand what options are out there. I need to do it on this recorded call as well. Before we go off and do our main body of work now on your behalf for the next 8 months, I just need to make sure that you're happy with everything.
Yep.
So just to let you know, Lewis, that you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do this process yourself. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gather your own evidence and submit your own case. But that's an option for you, and that's entirely up to you. You still there, Lewis? Lewis, there you are.
Yeah,
I've got you back.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, me neither. So option one is obviously applying to the Scottish Redress yourself.
Yep.
Option two, Lewis, is there are other law firms out there that can help you apply for the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees.
Right.
They do this because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, just to be fully clear and open, they get paid £2,000 per client whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Yep.
Now, I can't, as a law firm, represent the law firm, can't divulge those other law firms' practices and what they do. Probably more importantly, Lewis, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that government scheme.
Yeah.
We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want a handout from them.
No, quite right.
Yeah. So what we do, Lewis, is we enter into a private fee agreement with our clients on a no-win, no-fee contract.
Yep.
What that means is, obviously, you win, and then we win. And if you lose, we lose together.
Yep.
And it's on us as a business and as a law firm is to give you the most support to go out and help you gather the evidence and give you the best chance of getting the most positive of outcomes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm happy to go down this route rather than me do it myself. It's too much happy thing.
Okay. So just to let you know, Lewis, our fees are capped at 40% inclusive of all VAT.
Right.
So what that means is no matter how much work and time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Right.
It's actually slightly less. It's like 16% plus VAT. Where it's also 19.2%.
I think she said something about that the other day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So just for ease of conversation, we say 20. So you'll never pay us more than that. On the no-fee side of the agreement, what that means, Lewis, it's because you've been deemed to have been through such emotional hardship throughout your life because of your time and care, and, you know, being through so much, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if we are unsuccessful with this case.
Yep.
So if we don't get you any compensation back, we will never come looking for our fees from you.
Okay.
Our insurance cover and our insurance policy will cover all of our fees.
Right, yep.
Is that okay, Lewis?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've given you, sir?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yep, I very am, much so.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Lewis, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us.
Yep.
What that means is, you know, anything up to day 14, and if you're not happy with anything or any happy with our processes, you can rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away. Alternatively, if you were unaware of the 14th day of the day you signed, I can restart that date from today.
Right.
But also, you know, and alternatively, if you're happy with the process, you're happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's
just waive it.
Okay.
Just waive it. There's no point in 14 days, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, Lewis, you have my contact details now. My name's Michael. Please save my number.
Yeah, I'll save it.
If you need me for anything, give me a call. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, what you've been through, again, give me a call.
Yep. No worries.
If you're struggling, obviously, with your mental health, then please give the authorities a call. But if you want to have a chat, then you can always call me. I'll be in touch within the next 3 or 4 weeks, just to let you know how I'm getting on.
No problem.
I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my details, Lewis.
Right, okay, okay.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Lewis?
No, I think we're all good. We're all good.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Lewis.
No problem.
For being so brave and talking to me. I know it's not easy.
It took years, but you know what I mean? I thought about it after last week.
Well done.
It needs to be done, so.
Yeah,
so I'm happy to help you anyway, so that's fine.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Lewis.
No problem. Well, there, I'll go dry myself out.
My gear. Yeah, no, once you start in the year, it's like nearly 5 o'clock.
Oh,
it's going to be very warm, is it?
No, we've got more rain coming. The whole place, my whole farm's flooded. I stay in a farm and it's just flooded so, you know, do some work.
What do you have on the farm?
It's rented out. So all the fields only get rented out for grazing season. And we're just private tenants.
Oh,
but
nice.
I don't have them here, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, my daughters all ride horses, so they're all on farms every night. They stable their horses, so they're obviously being drowned tonight.
I would say so.
Yeah. I'm stuck in a nice warm office, and then my wife and my three daughters are all absolutely soaked.
Aye, well, for my partners, we have two boys just now, and they'll be getting soaked, and I'm just sitting there. I'm gone from my shower.
Enjoy your evening, Lewis. Thank you so much for talking to me, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lewis. Bye now.
Ta-da. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.